I had the privilege of a few weeks back to share with somebody, and it was a concept of becoming a second miler. And I wanted to share this with you because I felt like it was very relevant in what we do. And Jesus was talking to his followers at the time. He said, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile with them, you should go two. Go with him 2 miles. And during this time, Roman law stated that a Roman soldier could force anybody he saw to stop doing whatever they were doing and to carry his pack, his heavy gear, for 1 mile. And that was what the Roman law stated. This had to be annoying. You know, here I am, I'm working, I'm out in the field, I'm trying to get things done. Roman soldier comes by, calls me out, and forces me to carry his pack 1 mile down the road. What a terrible opportunity. What a terrible moment, right? I'm pretty sure a lot of people at this time would be bitter. I'm sure I'd probably be bitter at that time. Is, man, I was in the middle of something. I'm doing something. Not only do I have to carry your sack 1 mile down the road, I then got to turn around and walk 1 mile back just to get back into my day. So now I've kind of wasted an hour of my day in getting things done. And Jesus at this time challenged his followers to not just go 1 mile, but to go two. And why would he do this? This created an opportunity for a lot of times in this moment, the Roman soldiers, when they willingly would now carry that pack 2 mile, the Roman soldiers would be confused, right? You know, the Roman soldiers are all about force. They're all about domination. But if I'm going to willingly carry that pack 2 mile, it might spark some thoughts in the Roman soldier's mind. What's this person doing? Why are they carrying my pack 1 mile? I only told them to carry it 1. That's all I'm allowed to tell them to carry it. But yet they're continuing on the journey with me. I imagine at that time that it probably opened up conversation. You know, it probably opened up the opportunity to share with that Roman soldier, why am I willing to go two with you? I know you're forcing me to do it, but why am I willing to go two? And I wrote something down back then when I was preparing for this, and I'm gonna read it. It said, if our actions are bound by what is only required of us by our circumstances, then we become trapped. The things in life that are designed to restrain us, when we willingly choose to go the 2 mile, are now rendered powerless. That Roman soldier, you know, he's coming in with force and power, you know, and he is dominating that situation. That's their circumstance. That's what they're stuck in, right? But as soon as they willingly go the 2 mile, maybe 3rd, 4th, 5th, they have now rendered him powerless because it is from a willing heart. Guys, bring this into your agency. Become a second miler within your organization. We have a sign in our office. It's huge. And I got it made. And it says, what is possible? And we ask that question a lot. You know, what's possible if you choose to willingly go the 2 mile within your agency, within your day, with your clients, with your teammates? What is possible for your agency? What is possible for your life if you willingly choose to go the 2 mile? I think, what's possible if I make that extra phone call? What is possible if I send that extra text or that extra email? What's possible? What's possible if I make that extra pivot today? What's possible? What's possible if I hold an extra appointment, if I ask for that referral? What is possible? I am now going the 2 mile. Right? I'm sure in your office, I'm sure as agents, you have required expectations of your team members. Team members, you probably have a required expectation. I don't know, maybe it's 50 phone calls a day. Maybe it's 5 pivots, 5 quotes. I don't know what it is. You know, that's within your agency. But you have a requirement. Are you begrudgingly just doing the requirements? Are you doing it with an embittered heart? You know, there's a saying out there, you can either be bitter, you can be better. And the only difference in those two is that letter I. I choose to be bitter, right? I choose in that moment. Or I can choose to become a second miler. And I can choose to willingly do the next step. You know, I'm required to make 5 pivots in a day. I'm gonna make 10. I'm required to make 40, 50 phone calls out in a day. I'm gonna make 75 or 80. What's possible? Think about it, right? If I go into my day and I just do what I'm required to do by my circumstances to keep my job, to hit my goal, if that's all I do, I'm probably gonna be bitter about it at some point. But if I go into that day with a second miler heart and mindset, I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna render my circumstances powerless, and I'm gonna have the opportunity to grow beyond measure. Do you wanna be bitter? Do you wanna be better? Are you gonna choose to be a second miler today within your agency? Guys, that's my challenge. Go out, become a second miler, and then remember the phrase, what is possible? If I become a second miler and I change my heart, what's possible?